Ooh, okay, he's double
shots fired.
Yeah.
Cheers.
He's a thinker.
Are you the
but
leader?
In life,
sometimes
it depends on how this.
He's trying to get it out of you.
It depends on like how the sticks are looking on that day, you know.
Yeah, I went to about like 8 different schools.
But they kept expelling you.
I kept getting expelled. I was
was a problem child,
problematic person.
I feel like the friends that I've lost that I wouldn't go back to are friendships where I maybe didn't respect myself enough and where the other person didn't respect me a whole lot.
Yo, tiki tiki yo. What for you vandaag? We are back. The Man Cave Podcast.
Right. This is Eric Makulu.
What's up? My name is Liam.
Now, today's topic is going to be a great one as we explore male friendships.
Izimpintshi zakho zamajita zikhona zikhona usho.
Let's find out who your boys are. Come with us.
We back, baby. Welcome to the Amatama Man Cave together with UJ Broadcasting, and we are live right here at Bunting Road Campus. Now, today's topic is exclusive, and I got my big brother right over there, TT Umba.
What's good, OT?
What up, bro? What's happening?
What's good? I love your top, man. Jesus.
Some of the Man Cave swag.
You keep showing up and showing off.
www.amatama.org. Place your orders. Big bro, you want to introduce our guest today?
Yes, 100%. That's where it's at. Today, we're talking about male friendships. And before I introduce the guest, do you have any male friends, bro? Do you regard me as your friend? Or
I see you as a father figure.
Hi.
Taima.
I'm not your father.
The godfather of Amataima.
I'm not your father. Oh, wow.
CEO of gods. Amataima.
I'm not your father.
Yes, I see as a big brother, not a friend. There's friendships are different. There's certain things that I cannot do with you as a big brother. I won't go clubbing with this guy, for example.
Right.
Yeah. I don't sit with him in certain circles.
Okay.
I see him as a big brother, but I've got friends that have been since primary school, grade one.
Yeah.
And they're still my friends up until today.
Damn.
Shame
on
different,
them.
Crazy. And I'm,
shame
and
on
I'm,
them.
I'm 36 years old right now.
Shame on your friends, bro. Wow.
Married now. We've been through everything together up until today. I know you have a lot of friends, over 2 million friends.
Yeah, I've got two. Now, actually, you'll be surprised. But before we get into that, let me introduce our guest. On my right here, I've got Eric. What's up, bro?
Definitely happy to just be here, you know, to be here with the Man Cave.
Yes, sir. Yes, please introduce yourself, your name, surname, what you do here at campus.
Oh, definitely. My name is Eric Makulu. I am a second year communications and media student, and I am the sports anchor on Weekend Breakfast right here at UJFM. So please tune into that.
Oh, man. What sports are you into, though?
Everything, you know, everything from football, rugby, cricket, even baseball, even fringe sports like that, you know. I certainly just have a love for the game.
But you didn't mention anything about golf. And for me, that's the biggest sport. You saw what the president did when he went to the US? Yes. Golf is the future, bro.
I mean, yeah, golf is definitely big, you know. But I've sort of tuned out since my guy Tiger left. So, yeah.
Don't worry, Titimba's about to take over the space.
Yes.
Welcome, definitely. My brother. And right next to you is Liam.
Yes.
Introduce yourself, please, bro.
What's the deal? My name is Liam. I'm also a second year communication and media student. Right. And I do news right here, UJFM, on the after party, which is at night.
Dope.
So you should tune into that.
Dope. Are you into sports by any chance as well?
I'm into the sports where you have to sit and think.
Sure.
Not the sports where you have to run around with your hands.
Ooh, okay.
Shots fired.
Chess.
He's a thinker.
Yeah. Chess and board games, that sort of thing.
And Candy Crush. Chess and Candy Crush.
So today we're talking about male friendships. Are you guys friends?
We just met today, hey? But definitely we've kicked things off really well because we knew we were going to go on together. So we know we just got the vibe going in early. So definitely I can see myself hanging out with Liam in the future, right?
Yeah, we got a weird amount of things in common. Yeah.
So, really? Like what? Give me an example.
Weird.
Well, we both study the same thing and we had no idea.
And we have a love for philosophy as well. Yeah. So that's an interesting thing as well.
And we're huge nerds.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Philosophy. What do you guys talk about when it comes to the subject on philosophy?
Like the meaning of life and why we're all here, that sort of thing.
Existential thoughts,
existential thoughts. Please explain what that is.
What
does it do with cuckoos? You know, just like the peppers of life.
Existential.
Existential.
Existential. Existential.
What does it mean?
What does it do with, you know, finding our purpose in life and what that is, you know, that sort of stuff.
Love that.
Yes.
There's
a book that I read titled A Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. It's got 40 chapters. And what that book teaches you is kind of finding your big why and why you live in this world. And the author encourages you to read one chapter a day over 40 days. Mm-hmm. And the whole concept around that is that you need to mull over the chapter that you've read. So if you read it in the morning, you've got the whole day to think about what you've read. Because a lot of people read to finish. They don't read to understand and appreciate. Mm. So talking about purpose-driven, I'm all for that. Mm-hmm. How many male friends do you have around you?
Ooh, I say that the number's been dwindling ever since high school because, you know, I went to an all-boys high school.
Really?
So, yeah, definitely all that was male friendship. That's all I knew for 5 years. But then, sadly, definitely with how male friendships really work, those, over time, the moment we went out of high school, those started to fade away because the core of it was really, the foundation of it wasn't that strongly laid. You know, as us as men, we bond over things such as, you know, football, such as cars, girls, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
However, the deeper things in life, you know, those things aren't necessarily spoken about next to men, you know. So definitely, I do have friends, but I would say not as much as in past years. So maybe like 4 or 5, I would say.
Sure. Interesting. I also went to a boys' school. What school did you go to?
Highlands North Boys High School.
Oh, shame. I went to Parkton Boys.
So why are you saying
boys.
Shame?
there's rivalry amongst boys' schools.
Yes,
you know,
yes, yes.
It's in sports. It's in, it's in academics. And and I think I can relate to what you're saying because, you know, when you go to a boys' school, you're obviously surrounded by a lot of other boys.
Yeah.
You form different friendships based on different interests.
Yeah,
there are people that you become friends with because they are more sporty.
Yes,
others
yes.
are more academically driven and so forth. And then you, Liam?
I've got very few close male friends. It's like also like 4 or 5, I want to say. But I didn't go to an all-boys school, so I didn't have that like sense of competition growing up with the guys that I was friends with. And because I went to the same primary school and high school, a lot of the guy friendships that I still have are like people that I've been friends with since I was like 6 or 7. So it's really close bonds and it's really good friendships. So I'm glad to have that.
Sure. OT, what kind of conversations do you have with your male friends when you guys are hanging out somewhere out there? So there's this thing of guys hanging out all the time, maybe at the bar or at the car wash for 4 hours, 5 hours.
Yeah.
What do you guys talk about?
Well, I'm at the gap where most of my friends are married, so it's more mainly marriage. Betrayal has become a huge conversation amongst my male friends now because it seems like the older you grow, the more toxic our male friends become. You start filtering them out. They start betraying you. So,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, family, marriage, loyalty, money. Money's also, those are the topics that we always talk about. Rarely sports, crazy enough, eh?
Really?
Yeah, my circle are not really sports fanatics. They're more financially driven people. So it's always about money. We just do sports because it's a manly thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to play soccer. I played basketball.
I can tell.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a very good... I played for South Africa. What am I doing with Makwekwe? For what?
Yeah.
What am I doing with Makwekwe? For what? A man has to be straight to show that he's standing firm. This is why he's married. I'm on Yeah, so you...
Over time, I've obviously had less friends. The older I become, I realize that there's certain priorities that are more important to me than having these male friendships. And what I've found is that the less friends that I've had over time, the less drama I've had around my life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not dealing with people's childhood traumas.
Right, there's
a lot of us who are carrying childhood traumas that we portray onto others. You know, we project our issues onto other people. You know, you as a friend are doing well in your career, you know, you upward moving, and then because I've got my own issues, I'm not happy for you as a friend, and I start jealousy and
intimate
friendship is a reality. And then what do I do? I then start talking trash about you to offense.
I then
start saying, Eric thinks he's better since he's got this new job or he got a promotion, and yet you're still the same person.
Or since he's chilling with Liam now.
Yes. Yeah. Since he's hanging out with Liam, they're talking about philosophy. Just because I'm not well versed in what's happening around the world, now I feel like your friendship is better than I thought you were. Have you guys experienced any of that in some of your friendships that you've probably lost over time?
Well, definitely, because I think when that comes into play, it's a situation where, you know, speaking of philosophy, there's a great quote by Carl Jung where he says that loneliness doesn't come from not having people to speak to. It comes from not being able to speak about the things of importance to you. So for me, definitely, it's been a situation where the friends I've sort of lost is because I've not been able to speak the things that have been important to me. And as you say, you know, you grow older and things change as well. And certainly as those things change, you know, your priorities as well change. So when those priorities change, you start noticing that, you know, maybe I don't really want to hang out with this guy as much anymore.
Yeah.
And that's definitely been a very common theme recently in my life.
How do you feel about what he's saying? Or do you have a different opinion to the whole concept of people changing on you?
I think that maybe my perception is a bit different because the people that I've known them since I was a child.
Yeah.
And these are like really close friends that I've had. But one thing that I will say is that having less friends does not make me more lonely, because the less friends that I have, like, the more intimate those friendships are and the more close those bonds are. Whereas if I think I was just trying to maintain a lot of different friendships, it wouldn't be as close, and I would maybe be trying to fit into other groups rather than just, you know, having people that I can be myself around.
I like that. What's the most difficult conversation you've ever had with any of your male friends? Like, when you think back, like, yo, that was uncomfortable, that was unexpected, that was out of my comprehension levels. How was that for you?
The most difficult conversation I've had was, I once spoke to like a childhood friend, and this is probably my oldest friend. I've known him since I was like 6. But I realized that I never actually asked him, like, how is he feeling a lot of the time. And we've never spoken about anything deep. We've just spoken about our interests or movies that we've been watching or whatever. So we sat down and we kind of spoke about, like, how we feel and how we felt growing up, you know. Even though we were there at seeing each other grow up, we weren't, like, there for each other. And that was a, like, very intense but very good conversation.
Sure. Mm. And for you, Eric?
Nothing comes to mind immediately.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of my conversations were very base level, like you said, movies, sports and whatever. Because I think with us men, you know, there's not that mutual vulnerability that's needed for great friendships.
Yeah.
I think all great friendships have that one quality, that person you have the least amount of filter with. For me, it feels like a lot of times I've had to be filtered and I haven't been able to have like that true deep conversation.
Yeah. Mm.
So, you know, nothing really comes to mind though, in that sense.
You know why I'm asking this? I look at my relationship with Ofense and how it started, you know. It was a very difficult relationship to navigate for me, because he's obviously younger, very opinionated, you know, very robust in how he feels about whatever stance he wants to take on. And then I think over time he started becoming more vulnerable towards me about his upbringing, about his situation, his relationships, and just how he interacts with human beings. And now I think we're at a level in our relationship where we can talk about anything and everything and not take offense to it. And I want you to talk about that, bro, because it's taken a while for you to get to a point where you kind of broke down those walls that you had in front of you.
I think that's a very important aspect that you're bringing in.
Yeah.
Because you're basically asking the guys, like, what type of friend are you, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're the type of friend that was able to, without breaking a person down, but able to get someone to be vulnerable, which is what you spoke about, Liam.
Yeah.
That is a journey in my life whereby, I mean, I grew up in boarding schools most of my life, all boy schools as well. I went to about like 8 different schools.
What, they kept expelling you?
I kept getting expelled. I was
a problem child.
Problematic person. So, you know, having somebody and people in your circle, my friends hold me accountable for my mistakes. I don't have the type of friends who are suck ups to me. I don't have yes men around me. I have real people around me. And that's why some of my friendship have lasted for so long. Do your friends hold you accountable? I think that's key.
Yes, I think that's a very good point. But, you know, sometimes when you're trying to hold people accountable, you know how that edgy that conversation can get.
Yeah.
And how, you know, it can start getting tense a bit.
Yeah.
And when that happens, you know, feelings can definitely get hurt. And that's, I think, it tests friendships.
It does.
Yes.
Yeah. It does.
Liam?
Yeah, that's when you find out who your real friends are, when you're maybe heading in the wrong direction, which friends are like going to pull you back and which friends are like going to encourage that or just like not care about whatever happens to you. So I think I'm grateful that I do have friends who've like spoken to me about real things when I haven't been moving in the right direction.
I love that. I love that. And let's talk about the levels in male friendships. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Male friendships have got levels, guys. And that's something that we need to be completely honest about. That's why we've got terms like Ice Boy.
Yeah.
There's a reason why I've got terms like Ice Boy. Yeah. We are a bunch of crew of 4, and we know that we're not at the same level, the 4 of us. There's a guy who's always going to go and get the ice.
Yeah.
There's a guy who must always get the bags for us. That's the truth. How does it get to that point, though, as a guy? Like, how do you even allow yourself to be an Ice Boy for another man just because his pockets are deeper than yours?
That one is tough because it goes into that male competition that Liam was speaking about.
Oh. Yeah.
Where, you know, you and your boys start competing. You kind of just look at each other like, is he on my level? Am I on that level? Like,
yeah.
That sort of thing. And I think it feels, definitely, it fuels insecurities in people.
It does.
It does. And when you talk about, you know, that level, and I never really looked at it that way. I think in the friendships that I've managed to maintain, it's always been like this mutual thing where we're both doing, when there's an event, let's say, we're both, you know, pitching up with this amount, you know, there's mutual understanding. But definitely being an ice boy, I don't know what that feels like, but I could imagine, like, if you're a very insecure person,
yeah,
that can definitely just go south.
I think that term,
ice boy,
it doesn't fall in place with friendships.
True.
Because if you're the ice boy in a relationship, it's not a friendship. That's not a friendship. Uh-huh. A friendship is a union. Right. You know, we're all ice boys, yeah. You get the ice, you get the ice, you get the ice. We're all getting it. Right. I can send you, can send me.
Yeah.
So, but that's an interesting topic.
Yeah, on its own.
I'd love to touch on it someday, because there's nothing wrong with being that guy who goes the further distance. But do it because you understand the principle behind it.
Yeah, yeah,
it's not right. Because you feel insecure, because then the element
trying
of
to belong.
Yes, because then jealousy will then strike without you even be consciously aware of it.
Yeah.
You start looking at the people that have more than you and start seeing yourself as the ice boy in that terminology.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna start being jealous of your people. Then you start doing stuff that is not supposed to be done.
True.
Then you start competing. Competition amongst friends.
Yeah,
are you competitive?
Very competitive. I mean, I'm a sports anchor, so you know, all that is just competition. But then certainly I've learned that if you want to compete, you definitely have to compete in areas where only you decide how it's going to win. Like how you, only you decide that you can win, right?
So you're the leader in your friendships?
No, not that I'm competing. I'm necessarily like, it's just me trying to compete against myself, I guess.
No, amongst friends. Are you competitive amongst your friends?
Amongst my friends in competitions like gaming and stuff like that, yes.
Are you the leader?
But in life... Sometimes it depends on how
he's trying to get it out of you.
It depends on like how the sticks are looking on the day, you know.
Yeah.
Like you said, gaming. You know, maybe sometimes I win, sometimes I don't. Whatever the case may be.
Are you a sore loser in your friendships?
I used to be as a kid, you know, but then I learned that you can't take this too deep because it's gonna ruin your day because you know you lost on FIFA or something.
And
you know?
it's not worth it.
Right.
I wanted to touch a bit on the emotional stuff. When it comes to your male friendships, have you guys ever cried with your male friends together?
I have never cried with my male friends.
It
took me a very long time to learn to cry just on my own because I went years without doing that. So
why is that? Is it because of how you were raised? You were told that men don't cry, boys don't show weakness, tigers don't cry.
I don't think it was how I was raised. I think it's just growing up. I didn't really know how to deal with my feelings or how to recognize that. So. Recognizing when I was, you know, upset, when I was going through something, I kind of dealt with it in other ways, like I wrote poems. But but crying was something that took me a long time to learn to do.
And do you do it now?
Not that much, but I don't see like a stigma or an issue with it anymore about me crying.
How do you deal with pain?
How do I deal with pain?
Yeah.
Recently, in like having new friendships and new relationships, I've had to learn to like open up to people about that because. Ordinarily, I would just like bottle that up, deal with it on my own, maybe write a poem or something about it. But I kind of learned that like I push, it's like it ruins friendships when I'm going through something and I don't open up to people.
Mm.
So,
sure.
You know,
that's powerful.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very powerful. And you, Eric?
For me, when it comes to emotions, definitely, I've never cried with my boys. It's never been a thing because us as men, we're very colorblind to our emotions to begin with.
Mm.
So many, the main emotion that we know how to express is anger. So I've been with male friendships, there's been a lot of anger, a lot of fights.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of reconciliation as well.
Yeah.
But there definitely didn't be a moment where I've cried with my boys, no.
Sure.
Mm. I have.
Really?
Yeah. As you get older, you get to be prone to understanding that there's nothing wrong with expressing your feelings.
Right.
And those friends that have been there with you from day one, they understand that when you're crying, doesn't make you less of a man.
Mm.
It makes you prone to emotion.
Right.
It makes you a man. That's what makes you a man.
Mm-hmm.
I have. You, big bro, have you cried? 100%. He's about to cry right now. Look at this guy.
I'm in tune with my emotions, you know, and I've realized over time that, you know, we were raised in very tough conditions where we were expected to stick it out, you know.
Right.
Don't ever show weakness to anybody. But what that did is it messes you up mentally. Because you have so much anger within you that one day when you snap, and that's why I've got such a high rate of gender-based violence, because a lot of men are not understanding their emotional state of being. They're not in tune with themselves.
Right.
You know, I always tell people, look at the man in the mirror, because that man will never lie to you.
Wow.
You can lie to the world, but you can never lie to yourself.
Right.
So I've had a moment with my male friends who are older than me. We all cried, and what made us cry...
At the same time, in one conversation.
We're triggered by one of our friends who had lost his son. And he was talking about the pain of losing a son. And, you know, as a man, as a father, you can't help but feel the pain that he was feeling. And when he started weeping about it, obviously as fathers, because I don't know what it's like to lose a child, mm-hmm. but I can only imagine what it was for him to speak so profoundly about how his son was murdered and uh-huh. how, in retrospect, all he has now are the memories that they've got. So mm-hmm. it's important for me, it talks to the concept of positive masculinity. Mm-hmm. Crying is that.
Right.
You know, the last thing you want is for you to show your vulnerability to your friends and then make fun of it. Let's talk about how you guys, you know, are navigating, you know, celebrating your friendships with other male friends. How do you guys celebrate each other as male friends when someone has got good news, no matter how big and small?
We just go out and we hang out and we talk about it.
And you drink?
I don't drink, but okay. I watch my friends drink. And
nice
one. They're just having fun.
Put it there, bro.
He's a
designated driver. So what I'm trying to understand is your level of celebration as a bunch of friends. How far do you guys go? And how far do they respect each other's personal beliefs and values? You know, not all of us drink. Not all of us smoke. Not mm-hmm. all of us believe in partying till 5 o'clock in the morning. How do you strike a balance in your friendships with that, where you say, gents, I'm good, I'm going back to my room?
I definitely say that the biggest thing is, if you have friends that try to peer pressure you, you're definitely in the wrong group in that situation.
Yeah.
For me, definitely this year, deciding to, you know, choose sobriety.
Yeah.
I haven't had my boys come to me and be like, yeah, let's drink, let's force you to drink. So definitely, for me, you have to have that respect, because once again, if there's no respect, there is no friendship there, and there's a mutual understanding between us that, all right, I'm choosing not to drink, you don't call me a punk or whatever, this, that, and the third. Mm. No, you definitely just respect that decision. And for me, it's been just that. It's been mutual respect.
Sure.
Yeah.
OT, how do you guys celebrate as a bunch of friends? And
we travel. We travel a lot.
Yeah.
My friends and I are very celebrative. Do trips, more loungy excursions. We're about to do the hunting camp now with a bunch of very close affiliates in the man cave. So mm-hmm. yeah, traveling is so therapeutic with our friends, because we go through the same similar issues.
Yeah. And have you guys lost any friendships that you would never go back to? Are there friendships you think about now and you're like, that one, and no matter how apologetic they can be, no matter how remorseful they can be, I will never go back to that friendship out of principle for myself and what I believe in?
Mm-hmm. I'd say definitely, because it's not mostly because they were toxic or anything. I think it was more so a thing of where you just feel like you are just moving two opposite directions.
Mm.
And you kind of just want to say to your boy that, you know, I wish you all the best, but definitely I don't see, you know, this worked during high school.
Yeah.
It's not really working now that we're in our 20s. You know, maybe it's time for us to move on, and it's nothing wrong, you know. It's the course of life, as they say.
Yeah.
Sure.
Liam, do you have a similar experience?
I feel like the friends that I've lost that I wouldn't go back to are friendships where I maybe didn't respect myself enough and where the other person didn't respect me a whole lot. So it was not a very real friendship. It was just me being insecure and trying to fit into what somebody else thinks I should be. And that's not a real friendship or something that I'd ever want again.
Mm. But that's powerful that you say that you respect myself enough.
Oh.
Right. I respect myself enough to expose myself to relationships that I deserve to or belong to be in.
Wow.
That's so powerful, bro.
Wow.
And I think a lot of people do that. They want to be in friendships because there's a particular gain out of those friendships. You know,
yeah.
I want to hang out with these guys because I know they've got access to someone that I want to have access to. And by virtue of them knowing that person, I will hang around and do as much as they are doing so that I can get access to this person. But that's actually not respecting yourself.
No, it's
not. In the process, because you are accepting low standards.
Definitely.
Yourself.
I mean, it draws back to value.
Yeah.
The principles and the ethics of value when it comes to relationships, you know? I mean, I have friends that I don't even call them friends. I'll never go back to those people. Never, because they turn into criminals at some point.
Yeah.
Even if they try to come back, nah. I mean,
it's not.
Yeah, I'm not a criminal. I don't want friends who are criminals. Yeah, Titi, you don't want criminals.
No. We're not building a society of criminals here.
And also, to add on to what you're saying, there's also nothing wrong with wanting friendships because of a certain value.
You
understand?
Yeah.
So if you see certain values that you, like you guys met today, there's an alignment that you can, you know, add to each other in terms of the things that you guys like. That's a value that you can increase with each other.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it what do you call it? You know, it's not leeching.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's gains.
It's mutual benefit.
It's gains. Yes, it's mutual benefit. Yeah.
Yeah, and friendship should be mutually beneficial.
Thank you.
Certainly.
Relationships too.
Yeah.
Very true.
Relationships too. Yeah.
What's your take on friendship heartbreak? Because I think we always talk about heartbreak from a relationship, couple, emotional point of view.
But you forget heartbreak. That. Which one is that?
Friendship
one?
Heartbreak.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
Losing a friend.
When you have a friend heartbreak. When you have a friend breakup.
Yeah.
What?
Bro, I've lost a lot of good friends, close friends, and it hurts.
Mm-hmm. Emotionally.
Yes. It hurts.
Oh, that's new.
If we are boys and we're used to talking every day, we hang around maybe on weekends, and our families, our kids are friends, our wives are friends, and we break all of that, that can tear you apart. Because now my kids are asking me, why aren't you going to Uncle Mamang's house? No, you're not anymore. Can you understand that it's beyond you now? Especially in my situation where you are married and we are family friends, and there's a breakup between me and you that now affects the wives and
we shouldn't be calling them breakups.
It is. But it's a relationship. I think as men, we need to open ourselves to that world. You know, we must stop being one-dimensional when it comes to that. It's a friendship breakup.
Okay, I'm new. Maybe there's other guys who are new to friendship breakups. Guys, please school us.
Yes, I'd say definitely with that part. It's the fixing. I think any great relationship, these moments of rupture and repair.
Yeah.
And for men, the rupture happens a lot. Repair, not so much.
Because of pride.
Mm. Exactly, pride. Yeah. Pride is, like they say, pride is the enemy. Pride is definitely the devil. And definitely in those situations, it's tough because you know that every relationship, right, needs to have a beginning and an end. You know? We all definitely build castles made out of sand, right? And eventually the ocean is going to wash away those castles, right? But definitely you can't look at it from the standpoint of like, why are we building if it's just going to be washed away at the end of the day? Mm. You gotta look at it from like
the memories. Is a philosopher.
I love what he's
saying. The memories that we have as friends, you know, definitely that carries it. And even though the heartbreak is there, one thing I've learned is that so long as we can just carry those memories, those are what matter the most.
I love what you're saying. You know, you've given literally an analogy about life, and I look at life as a journey, or a journey where you depart from an airport. Mm-hmm. And you arrive at another airport, and everything else in between is what you experience in life, the turbulence, the happiness whilst you're there, the sleeping, the waking up, the jet lag, all of that is a journey of life. And that's what friendships take you through, basically. Whether you like it or not, there are friendships that are not meant to be forever.
Yeah.
Correct. It's a season.
That is a very
season and a reason.
That is a very expensive analogy. You can tell this man's net worth by his examples.
jet
legs and airport to airport.
This guy, hey,
some of us are talking about sandcastles. Jet legs.
Airports and everything.
Airports.
This was a great conversation. I think you know, we need to talk more about the importance of having male friendships, and meaningful male friendships. Yes. You know, it's one thing to have a lot of friends; it's another to have a few that are really meaningful. If you look at the Amatama logo, it's got six men who are seated around a circle. And our logo, you're looking at the Man Cave logo, that's something else.
Okay.
But I'm talking about the Amatama Brotherhood Circle. Mm-hmm. It's a circle which has six men around, because we purely believe that every man needs to have his six pack of brothers that he can depend on, because those are the same six pack of brothers that are going to carry his casket when he's going down. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the idea for us is to promote that, to say, where are your six pack of brothers whilst you're still alive?
Wow.
And most importantly, are you someone else's six pack?
Wow.
That's
and those are the questions we need to ask ourselves as men, because if you are not someone else's six pack, you cannot expect anyone else to be a six pack to you.
Definitely.
Yeah, makes sense.
Any parting shots, Liam? I see I've clapped you guys with English.
I just want to say that, you know, talking about male friendships and male friendship breakups, I think that a lot of guys, myself included, maybe don't know how to deal with that, because when we think about relationships and the end of relationships, we only think about romantic relationships. Mm-hmm. And those are the only ones that we like think about in a very deep way. But friendships are just as important, and they are relationships within their own right. And it's maybe weirder to think about friendship sometimes as a guy, because you kind of brush that off or see it as lesser. But it is very real. And when you go through a friendship breakup, it can be just as affecting as a romantic one.
Yeah, very true. Eric, parting shot, bro.
Well, definitely just grateful to be here with both of you guys. And, you know, just grateful for the opportunity to talk about something that's not really talked about as much. Yeah. And for that, you know, I'm very grateful.
Thank you, sir. OT, parting shot, bro.
Thank you, bro. I think sometimes we gain family on our ways as we excavate friendships. And the value of friendship is so important that even spiritually, it babbles. All the books in the world talks about specific disciples. Friendships are sometimes more valuable than family. And that's my parting shot.
True. Love that, bro. And for me, you know, the most valuable friendships are the ones that have trust centered around them. You know, if I stop trusting you, then the friendship is gone. And for me, I want to be that friend that you can count on. Mm-hmm. I want to be that friend that you can call on whenever you need to talk to, because we've created such a block amongst our own friends that it's difficult for men to talk. Mm-hmm. It's no wonder that a lot of men end up committing suicide, because there's no escape. There's no man cave for them to be vulnerable. And the biggest thing that I can suggest to a lot of males in their friendships, respect your friend. When your friend comes to you with a problem, don't be that guy that goes to tell other guys. Don't shine on someone else's misery, because all you're doing is just perpetuating the misery. Right. You're becoming more of a challenge than a solution to the problem. Amatama Man Cave Podcast, in partnership with UJTV, is where it's at. We have frank, unscripted, and honest conversations amongst men, especially those that are young, because they're the future of this country. Si vale, si te tanko. Thank you, gents. Itera. Yes.